and welcome to the Tipsy Sewist podcast,
co-hosted by Ellen the Stitches and Hazel in the Machine.
Join us today where we talk about our favourite summery patterns and fabrics.
Woo! So grab your favourite tipple, let's have a giggle!
Chin chin!
So we don't know about you guys, but it is absolutely fucking sweltering.
Oh, she's dropped an F-bomb within 15 seconds of the podcast.
I was so sweaty on my journey here, and we are now having to shut the balcony door and sweating our
I know, because it's either you hear the sounds of my road, which might be annoying, or we just get really hot and sit inside. I live in a new build flat, and I don't know if anyone lives... I was about to say, I don't know if anyone else lives in a new build flat, but obviously people do. And they are so hot. I mean, it's amazing in the winter. I don't have use heating once.
Yeah, the insulation is on point.
Like, the sweat is unreal. And my boyfriend can't sleep with the sound of the fan, so we have to turn the fan off before bed.
We don't have a fan. And we just sleep with the window open.
Yeah, I mean, we do that as well, but it isn't effective enough.
No, it's not effective enough. And also, we have a little thermostat thing that takes temperature in the room. And in the mornings, it's like 29 degrees.
Stop.
Because the sun just goes form in our window and we're like
oh my god, that's making me hot eggs. Thinking about it.
It's so warm. You just had to move really slowly in my flat.
Oh, I never move slowly anywhere.
No, neither
I'm
do
a
I.
Very fast lady. We are drinking beer.
I don't know, it's some Spanish beer.
Yeah, where'd you get it from? Tesco?
Tesco, yeah. It was cheaper than Moretti, and I usually go for a Moretti, and I went, oh.
Well, I usually go for an IPA, but Hazel wasn't having that today.
Because I'm a basic bitch, and I like lager.
So, today we are talking all things summer, so maybe it's quite apt that it's
very,
bloody
very
hot. We are in the midst of the global warming heatwave this week from our recording studio, aka my living room.
It's 26 degrees currently.
Which actually isn't that bad, seeing as on Saturday and Sunday it's meant to be 35. Do you think that's obscene?
33 on Sunday, I can't.
Yeah, but in central London it will feel about 35, 40.
It'll feel like 100.
I know.
The pavement will melt.
Not feeling that. So today we're going to talk about our favourite summer patterns, some of our favourite summer fabrics that have either just been released or potentially have been released a long time ago.
Yep. And we're trying to, as much as possible, pick a bunch of new stuff that we've not made, because that's always funny.
Exactly.
And also things we do know a little bit about, because they are firm favourites or recent makes of ours that we really love.
Yes. So to kick things off, oh my god, Hazel, stop laughing at me. We are going to talk about Vicky Sews. We've spoken about Vicky Sews before.
And a lot.
Yeah, a lot of times. And she does have some absolutely fantastic patterns. She seems to be churning them out like there's no tomorrow.
I know, she posted, well, their English account, their European account posted the other day about... the fact that they're already looking at doing their pre-fall collection.
No, they released...
We just had a new fucking collection.
I swear... You are swearing a lot today, Hazel. You were going to be offending
it's
everyone.
It's because I've been at work.
They have released an autumn collection, I thought, on Instagram. They showed a photo of a coat.
Oh my god, yes. It was on their Russian one, wasn't it? But they haven't released it yet because it's not on the website.
Well, I don't know. Have a look. Anyway, so Vicky Sews, they do some really cool young... hip
young
patterns.
Hip edgy
some of their new collection, not this random fall collection.
Oh, they teased it says coming soon.
Okay, fine. So their new their summer collection,
yes,
some of those patterns are absolutely stunning, and I just want to kick things off and talk about the one that actually me and Hazel both text each other the day that she released this
literally at the same time
collection, being like, oh my god, I want to make the Heidi play suit now.
It's so cute. It's like a boiler suit, but like just a play suit.
I think the marketing for this one is great because it made me want to buy that exact colour and like type of fabric.
Yes.
It's in this, I would say, canvas or like, or maybe it's a denim.
I think it's a linen.
What? Stop it. Now I'm like doubting myself fully. No, it can't be a linen because it says to use medium weight, like... fabrics. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't say. All I want to say is it's in this gorgeous pea green. Yeah, pea green. Mint green? Green.
Sage?
No.
It's definitely not pea green, so I'm now picturing peas.
Right, pea green. Google it, guys. Many different shades. No, that is the green that
Wow, yeah.
It is a pea green.
That's weird.
Yes, it's a pea green. Because when you go sage green is a lot darker. Oh, no, it's not.
It's not. It's not like grayer. Color. Yeah, it's more gray, sage green.
Okay, anyway, this is a brighter green than a sage green. It says approximate sowing time, 2 days, brackets, 16 hours.
6 hours, start to finish, because I have no restraint.
Panicked me that they think that it's going to take 16 hours. Well, I suppose
there is a lot of components, because you've got an elasticated waistband at the back that then joins into a belt, which is seamless by the looks of things. So you've now got to construct something, attach both of them. You've got a yoke, you've got front pockets, which are also pleated pockets. Is that what they're called when they've got a vent in them?
They have a name for them.
I can't remember what they're called.
Because Tilly Buttons calls them that in their Eden coat.
And, I mean, it's gorgeous. And it's got inbuilt pockets.
Oh my God, 16 hours of my life. But to be honest, it's got 3.5, like, difficulty rating. They say it's intermediate.
That would be a challenging sew.
But actually, I made the uni dress by Vicky Sews, which I'm just going to talk about quickly, because I want to see what they said in terms of difficulty this one is. Because this one says 3 intermediate. Okay, fine. I understand now. I thought that the uni dress was, like, easy rating.
I'm now wondering what the uni dress is. The uni dress apparently is a 3 difficulty.
I found the uni dress really difficult.
Oh no, the uni dress.
Right, my one that I made is UNI, and the one that Hazel made is OONA.
Just to limit any confusion. Oh my gosh, both very excellent summary glad choices. We're
talking
to be honest,
about
though.
This like before we've had a full beer, because we'll be stumbling over these unis and unas.
Unas? Where did una come from?
Una, that's what it's called.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Hazel. Okay, so, right, let's get back on track. Lord. What we're talking about is the Heidi, for God's sake. Heidi, the Heidi play suit looks incredibly gorgeous, but incredibly difficult.
But also absolutely perfect for summer.
Perfect for summer. It's a short play suit. I'm sure you could elongate those legs and make it a long boiler suit.
Oh, could you imagine that?
Stunning. And then I was then talking about the uni dress that I made, which is also by Vicky Sews, and it's not part of their new collection, but it is a dress that would be absolutely perfect for summer.
It's very Cecily Vanson vibes.
Who is Cecily Vanson?
Girl, Cecily Vanson.
You just keep sidetracking me.
Everyone knows who Cecily Vanson is.
Oh, so it's a designer.
Yeah, who does dresses exactly like that.
Okay, I've never heard of this person before, but yes, that's exactly the same dress, basically.
Get to know.
So, I made this dress for a wedding I went to at the weekend. It was 30 degrees, and it was in Cork, which is like, never happened before that it's been that hot, I swear, in Ireland. I was sunburnt. And I loved the end result, but I found the process a little bit tricky. Usually when I'm sewing, you know me, I'll be watching Grey's Anatomy at the same time.
Yeah.
This, I had to pause it, I kid you not, 10 times to reread the instructions over and over again about this back. I couldn't understand the back.
So what's up with the back?
Because look at this dress. It looks so simple. Yeah. Just a front bodice with some darts, a gathered skirt, 2 gathered puff sleeves. Easy. I make that in my sleep.
Mm.
The back has got like a low...
Has it got elasticated?
Yes. This was the tricky bit. It's like...
Oh, okay.
Wait, let me show you the back. It's like a...
That blue one.
This one?
Next one. The one in the middle.
It's a low... I don't even know.
It's the scoop back. It's down to about the waistline,
but with a strap across the top and then a bow across the bottom, and it's all elasticated.
I mean, it is adorable.
And you don't put the elastic in one go.
No, you put it in like a few goes, don't you?
Yeah, and you have to make it look seamless.
Yeah.
So you do the elastic on just the skirt pieces in like a moon shape, then you do the elastic on one side bodice and then the other side bodice, and like, oh my gosh.
It's the same on the Una dress.
I was so confused.
So the Una dress, just for context, has a cutout around the waist. It's got like 2 triangle cups that cover the titties. Mm-hmm. Big puffy sleeves. because why not? But then the cutout comes from like, no, they're not, because they're quite, they're very Bridgerton vibes.
Yeah.
So this cutout then comes from about your tummy all the way around the back, and the back is not joined at all. But that's that whole back section, like, so the shoulders around the back of the neck was elastic, down to the where boobs, it joins yeah. down to the boobs is two separate pieces of elastic, and then you've got two bits in the arms, and then you've got one coming from the waistline all the way around the back, and then another. It was chaos.
Oh my god, that's too much elastic for me.
It was utter chaos. And also I realized after I'd sewn them all together, I needed to unpick loads and like tighten the elastic.
Same. I had to unpick my elastic on the back because my back was gaping.
I didn't unpick it. I just taped my boobs in.
No, I'm so glad I did, because the fit after I unpicked it and redid it was beautiful.
Fair. It did look phenomenal.
The only thing I would say, I had a bit of a nightmare. I made it to the height that I am. That's a weird thing to say like that. Basically, Vicky Sew's patterns, you buy them in height brackets, which I think is very clever.
Very good.
So you do it like, what is, I don't even know what the brackets are, but I think, let me, I think, oh we, yeah, it's 5'1 to 5'3, 5'4 to 5'6, 5'7 to 5'9, and 5'10 to 6'. As you all know, I'm 5'2, so I am bang in the middle of height bracket one, 5'1 to 5'3. I made the dress exactly to its specifications because it's for my height. I put the dress on and everyone could see my nunny.
I didn't think it was that short.
Are you joking? It was so short that I literally said to my boyfriend, what do you think? I turned around, I took one step and he was like, I can see all your pants. One step. I didn't even bend over. He said he could see the whole bottom of my bum cheeks. I think maybe it's because I don't know how that happened.
Maybe.
I sent you a photo. Shrink? You saw the bum.
I didn't think it was that short from the back.
It is. It literally, you could see the underneath of my bum cheeks.
I'm not going to have to go and inspect this picture, but I didn't think I could actually see your bum that clearly.
Well, it was very, very short. So this was like the night before I was leaving to go to Ireland for the wedding. As you can imagine, stressful. So then, look.
That's definitely not ass.
My bum is literally, when I hemmed it, sorry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, when I hemmed it, imagine that an inch up. Can you believe it? Literally, my bum ends there.
Fair.
We can show people if they want to see it, but I'm sure they don't.
Yeah, I'll pop that on Instagram stories
so,
as well.
Yeah, so basically I was panicking because I need to make it longer and I didn't have a backup dress. I'm so lucky I used this pink floral and it had some like peach elements in the flowers, some little designs, and I had some peach linen in my stash. So I quickly made a bottom ruffle tier, added that on, and then to tie the peach into the dress, I made some like faux sleeve ties, which were just two bows that I put on the bottom of my puff sleeves. And then I made a matching bag, which I used a tutorial from Alice Irvine from the polka dot palette. Yes. Which was like this free bag pattern, and I used both the peach linen and I had like a tiny remnant of the pink floral, and I made this bag so that it did look like it was an intentional thing.
Very good. Very cute.
I feel like sweating even thinking about how much stress that was putting me under the day before my wedding.
Another firm staple in both of our wardrobes is slip dresses. Now, we've talked to you about some of our favourite ones before, being the Sicily slip dress and the saltwater slip dress, but we now want to talk to you about yet another Vicky Sews, and that is the Lucia dress.
Yeah.
Now, the Lucia dress features the front basically, it's a bias cut skirt. It's basically got a very gentle V front. Oh my God, I cannot speak.
It's okay.
But the back is a scooping V-neck with a big crossover, and it is absolutely gorgeous. They've made it in this aqua silk or satin or whatever fabric, and it is...
And apparently it only takes 8 hours one day to sew.
Well, bias cut dresses always do.
Yeah, the only things that I find quite tricky are the straps.
Yes, these are very skinny straps. Like, you will need a loop turner. My God. 100%.
And this dress, and I would say, actually, all of the Vicky Sews dresses that we've made, they don't have the biggest of size brackets. We are aware of this. But we still did want to talk about them. But we are acknowledging the fact that they do only go from a European 34 to European 52. And I think I'm, like, bang in the middle of that. So They aren't the biggest of sizes, really, unfortunately. Hopefully they are doing something to work on that.
Yeah.
So maybe we should stop talking about the Hussos. Was there anything else? Oh, there was one skirt that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. The Salma skirt was their new in their new collection.
Now, the Salma skirt is so gorgeous. I've seen so many of these drawstring kind of details coming into T-shirts. I've seen so many people do hacks on how to attach them to your side of your top.
What do you mean?
Recently. Like, so you've got a drawstring down the side.
Oh, the ruching. Yeah.
But now this is down the front of the skirt and it's got a really high slit. That, with a bikini top in summer.
Yeah, I mean...
So fit.
You'd look stunning in that. I would be worried about how high that slit is. But actually, on the beach, I wouldn't be worried.
Also, what's the worst that's going to happen? Someone's going to see a vajayjay.
Yeah, which I just don't think I want to do on a daily basis, like when I'm on the Northern Line. You know, but maybe I would just lower the slit slightly.
Yeah,
I think it's because I've got adjustable. Quite short legs. I think it's really cute and is definitely perfect for summer. And in the picture, they've got this like matching
little top. I think it's called the civvy top.
Yeah, I think you can buy the pattern for the top.
Yeah,
But it will be quite a simple top to make yourself without a pattern. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but it's basically like
a scarf top that ties.
Yeah,
my
it's
neck.
Just like two.
Do anyone else do that when they were younger? Used to tie like t-shirts as t-shirts, scarves as like bandeaus and stuff.
Yes, I also think Carly. I actually don't know her Instagram. I just know her as Carly. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know
is
exactly
it sewn by
about.
Carly or
yeah, handmade by Carly.
I think she does a tutorial on like how to make a crossover wrap top like this.
Yeah, I think she does actually.
Okay.
We'll find it and we'll share it.
So that is Vicky So's done. Next pattern from Summer Life that we wanted to talk to you about is the Pietra pants and shorts pattern.
Now, I have made these twice. I have made them as shorts and I made them in two different types of denim because I had scraps.
Gorgeous.
Sustainable queen, hashtag.
Yes, please.
Oh, that should have been the other way around, hashtag sustainable queen. And I have also made them as white wide leg trousers. And it's honestly such a satisfying sew. And they're so comfy.
Realistically, how often are you wearing white trousers? Like, are you good at that? Like, I'm bad at wearing white clothes, but I would love to be able to get away with being like, I'm just going to throw on my white trousers.
I mean, I'm currently wearing a white t-shirt that has coffee stain down it, so.
But those white trousers, you'd feel so pissed off if you got them messed up, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've only worn them about twice. But purely because when I made them, the weather suddenly turned and it was like so shitty. It was raining all the time. It was so cold. And I was like, I'm not wearing white trousers out in the muddy rain.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then we literally 180'd and now it's 30 degrees.
Well, now I better see you in them soon.
It's too hot for trousers. I'm wearing a linen skirt.
That's true. Oh, it's not as bad as me. At the moment, I'm a stage manager. Like, I'm freelancing as a stage manager. And I have to wear black. So all tech teams and, like, backstage teams always have to wear black. And I am dying. Like,
there's no aircon, is there?
Actually, our auditorium, I'm doing... so boring. I'm like stage managing some graduation shows and the auditorium is well air conditioned.
That's all right
though. But most of my black clothes, they're not like summer appropriate. I don't have like nice cool black dresses or like shorter black, like all of them is like a black cotton t-shirt and black long trousers.
But cotton's breathable.
No, but these are like thick cotton.
Fair enough. See, I'm just working in Oliver Bonus, and we have amazing air conditioning all the time.
And you get so great clothes.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you have to wear Oliver Bonus clothes?
No, they just say dress how you think.
Like fit the style?
Yeah, basically. But I kind of haven't really found what they're looking for, because every time I go in, they're like, oh, you look nice. And I've kind of gone in about 8 different vibes now.
Yeah, but
so.
That's cute. That means that you've got, like, always the right vibe. Anyway, So these Pietra shorts, the reason I want to talk about them is Jess from So What If I Sew recently made them.
Oh, she's made the most beautiful pair.
And I think they're just so well constructed. They look stunning.
If you're looking for inspo, go on her Instagram page. She's just posted a reel, actually, with all of her favourite summer makes for her holiday, and it's
cute. Yeah, that would actually tie in really well with this episode, if you're looking for, like, some inspo for summer. She made me want to make a pair of these shorts because I think she actually said that she doesn't wear a lot of shorts. I don't know if I made that up, but I feel like she said that. And then
I made these and they're so comfy.
Exactly. This is what everyone keeps saying.
They're a good length. I think this is where what the clincher is they're a good length. They don't ride up while you're walking.
I see. That's the thing. Like, as you guys may or may not know, I've said it a few times. Like, my legs are the bit that around that bigger thigh area is my most self-conscious part. So I've never chosen to wear shorts that I feel like are gonna make you look at that part of my body. But these shorts, and everyone I see them in, they look so stunning, and it makes me want to make them and wear them.
They suit everyone.
I love this top stitching. Oh my gosh,
it's one of the options. But what I am going to say for anyone who is thinking about maybe buying this is I have found, having made them twice, I've almost had to go down two sizes from my measurement sizes.
Really?
Yeah.
And actually, that ties in quite nicely. The sizes, it does have a nice range. It's 0 to 20 and 14 to 32 is their two size bracket.
Yes.
UK sizes, not European, as we previously spoke about in Vicky So's.
So it's got a really nice big broad size range, but that for is anyone right, who's isn't it? Dubious... UK. Definitely maybe go on the finished garment measurements, but even then I found they came up big, so I had to go down two sizes pretty much. But yeah, I love them. I think they're great.
I wonder what fabric I'd make them in. Do they have to be quite medium?
Fabric and supplies. Well, I've only made them out of denim and like a
Defined shape, use structured wovens, linen, chambray, or light denim or twill.
But you can use rayon, chalice, tencel or silk for that's like a glamorous swishy look. Oh, hell yeah.
I think viscous? I'd want to go structured. I wouldn't make them out of viscose personally, but because I just think they look so gorgeous with like that crisp structure.
Yeah.
But go for it. Let me know how you get on. I like how this version, they've kind of made them into like more cropped legs.
Well, they have a tapered leg and they have a wide leg.
Yeah, love it.
And I think they have two lengths of the wide leg. So you can have them either literally on the floor like mine are, or you can have them as culottes.
Yeah, I think they'd be so smart for work as well. Maybe I should make them in black.
And comfy as well, because they've got an elasticated back.
Cute. Okay, next.
Next. Can't just shout next. Next.
Next.
So next, let's talk about the Seguro set, because the Seguro set has trousers. So this is like a
is that
nice
how you
jump.
Say it?
I don't know.
I've been saying Seguro.
Oh.
Seguro?
Seguro.
But you're saying Seguro, and I'm like, which is it?
I don't know. Anyway, so the Seguro.
It's pronounced, it's like spelled sag and then waro. Seguro, right?
I don't know.
What does the word Seguro mean?
I don't know. Anyway, this set.
It's a place. Oh no, it's giant cactus. Let's hear what she says.
Seguro.
Told you, Seguro.
Oh, okay, cool. So the Seguro set by Friday Pattern Company is a very recent release. It's a little cropped top that has a deep V crossover plunging front that's held together with an elastic casing at the bottom that's a really thick elastic. It's 5 inches thick.
Stop it.
I think it's 5 inches. Hang on, maybe 5 centimetres. No, it was really thick.
Come on.
No, honestly, honest to God, tell me, look at the instructions.
That's not, I don't have the instructions. I haven't bought this.
No, it tells you what you need.
Oh, you mean the supplies?
Yeah.
Okay.
It tells you. I'm sure it was like 5 inches or 5 centimetres.
Well, I think that's different. A bit different, isn't it?
Notion.
5 centimetres, 2 inches, you nightmare.
Yeah, but even so, that's 4 inches of elastic around your waist.
What do you mean? Because of the
Because there's also the same in the trousers. The trousers are, for anyone who's now wondering, are high-waisted. They have pockets. They're inbuilt. And they are full length. Well, full length minus a couple of inches. I found mine a bit ankle swingery.
How do they ruche so much?
Well, because they stitch the elastic down.
Oh.
So you put thread the elastic through, sew it up, seal the casing, and then you top stitch it.
And
which gives it a really nice.
What fabric did you use, Hazel?
I used a viscose challis from Rainbow Fabrics.
You don't pronounce the S in chalice. You're not supposed to.
I have absolutely no idea.
I think you're right. I think I say viscose chalice.
Chalice.
Well, no, maybe it should be chalice.
A viscose chalice. I've seen it made in linens. I've seen it made in cottons.
I
want to
make it in linen.
Everything.
It looks so cute in a linen.
So, so cute.
And do you have the ties?
No, I don't. But also, you can wear it back to front at the top. Now, mine is slutty.
Yeah.
But I also have big boobs, so maybe that's also why. So maybe I should try and wear it back to front for a day-to-day look.
Yvette from Blossom Sandwich, she made it and she said the deep V was too much for her, so she sewed it up.
Yeah. To be fair, though, actually,
That's very deep.
It is very deep, but also it does cross over, but I couldn't find the notches for where it crossed over, so I kind of made it up.
Well, because you didn't put the notches on.
I couldn't find them on the pattern piece.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird. Maybe it didn't come out in your printer.
Maybe.
I really love it. It's actually really stunning. And you're right, it's perfect for summer.
I've worn the trousers a lot.
As like a little mix and match set. Oh, lovely, lovely.
What's the...
What? Sky... The sizing? Is that what you're going to ask
yeah.
me? Size chart.
Finished... Friday Pattern Company are usually very good.
Yeah, well, it says extra small to 7XL. So the
biggest hip measurement is up to 63 inches.
Where's that? There. Oh, yeah, so it's 34 inches up to 63 inches.
So that's pretty size inclusive. But Friday Pattern Company are great for that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's great.
Oh, that's it, back to front.
Yeah, so it's super cute.
Love that a lot.
It was actually a really easy sew. I made the t-shirt in like 2 hours or something stupid. So, yeah.
Lovely.
Happy days, love that.
The next dress I want to talk about is the Flora dress from By Han London.
Gorgeous.
I'm a little bit biased because I work for By Han London, but I have always wanted to make the Flora dress. I actually said that to you a long time ago, I think, that I wanted to make the Flora dress after I saw Kate Eva
made so many,
like, a million
ones.
Of them. And I said to you, I really want to make this dress.
Yeah.
I am halfway through making it and I just love the bodice. For those of you who don't know the Flora dress, it's got like a square neckline and you can either have shoulder straps.
It's quite a high neck.
Oh, yeah, it is high. I feel like it sits just below my collarbone.
Yeah.
I was going to say clavicle. Is that...
What
not...
is the clavicle?
I don't know.
Is the clavicle the V?
I was literally just about to say clavicle, and then you said collarbone. Oh, yeah! Clavicle!
Oh, wow.
It's the same thing.
So what's the collarbone? Oh, it is the collarbone. Clavicle, collarbone. I was like, what the fuck's the collarbone
thing. Then? So it's a square neckline bodice with darts in the bust and in the waist. And you can either have ties on the shoulders or just like a shoulder strap. And then
ties are cuter though, let's be honest.
I get the ties on mine.
Yeah.
And then you can either put on a high-low skirt or a circle skirt.
Cute.
But I've done a classic L and I've done a gathered skirt.
Nice.
And I'm also adding another ruffle on the bottom.
Because
I feel like
really
I started
the L without too many
ruffles. I feel like my voice has got lower.
Love you.
So, love you. We are so close.
Another pattern that we want to talk about is the Holyoke Maxi Dress by Cashmerette. Now, this is a button-down summery dress. It's the perfect real, like, summer flippering around dress, isn't it?
Yeah. I just, it's that
so
many buttons busy. Scares me.
So but, like,
you know, you're all good at that. I'm not. I think it looks gorgeous.
It's 11 buttons.
Has it got darts?
Princess seams.
Oh, I love a princess seam. I actually really, really like this dress.
It's really nice. It's a maxi length, so it's probably be a really good, easy option for wedding dresses.
Yeah.
But it also comes as a skirt, which is great, because we love a pattern that works hard
Can
for
I
us.
Can I see it as a skirt, please?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's cute. I really like it, you know. It's got a slightly squared off neckline at the back as well.
Does it?
Yeah. I'm now trying to show you. See, look.
Oh, yeah, very similar to
so
the Flora.
So it's nice and high, so it'll cover up bra straps for anyone who is concerned about that. I love it because it really highlights the waist.
Yeah. I think that's what a princess seam does really well.
Yeah, it really does. It draws the eye down.
So I love that dress.
Very cute.
Can you tell me the sizes for it? Obviously, wait, does it do different cup sizes?
Yes, it goes in a cup size C to H. Wow, that is good. Now, I don't think it comes in the smaller size range.
Oh, so you won't be able to make it.
I'm very sad. But I suppose it's not... What's the one by Tilly Buttons?
Which?
The Soren dress?
Oh, I don't know. But do you think it's very similar?
Does
it have buttons
similar.
All the way
yeah,
down?
Yeah, it has some buttons.
I've not heard of Seren. Oh, it's like S-E-R-E-N. Oh, yeah, they are very similar.
Very similar. Not quite the same. So I think the princess seams on the Cashmerette one are what makes it quite so
fitted,
unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has got darts. It's got this has a lot of options. So if you're...
I've never seen this dress pattern in my life.
If you're after the same sort of look, the Seren pattern by Tilly Buttons would be a pretty good option.
Yes, definitely. I feel like we can talk about one more. And this is a fairly new pattern.
Very new pattern.
Do you follow them on Instagram? Because yeah. I think I follow them because you follow them.
Yeah, I definitely follow them.
This is Sycamore Road Patterns, and it's their new pattern called the Paula Knot Top. Would you like to talk us through it, Hazel?
So basically, the Paula Knot Top is a wrap twist over knotted front top, which basically looks like it has inbuilt sleeves. What are they called when they're like that?
What, raglan?
Yeah, but no, they're not raglan, because raglan comes from the neckline. But basically, it's got kind of like...
What the hell is that called?
I don't know. But it's really gorgeous.
So basically, it doesn't have any sleeve pieces. It's just two front bodice pieces, which extend out to make like cap sleeves, and then a back bodice piece.
Yeah.
And the two front bodice pieces knot.
So you knot them together at the front, and then you wrap it around. But you could also probably... really adapt that to make it more evening, to make it more covered up, if that's your vibe.
Yes.
And also, this goes up to a 60.5 inch bust,
which is amazing.
Really good.
And you can buy them, this pattern, on Etsy. I think it'd be great for summer because you could make it in a gorgeous linen or a viscose.
It would be such a cute little beach cover up, like a little crop top to put over the top of your
bikinis. But like you said, you could make it more evening and make it out of like a satin.
Oh god, yeah.
Or something really stunning, yeah.
Viscose.
You're always saying viscose.
Oh, it's so easy, that's why.
Now let's move on to some summery fabrics, which we've noticed on our radar recently. Would you like to start us off with Fabric Godmother?
I mean, I can't really say I've noticed it on my radar. I was told what the fabrics were a very long time ago.
I know.
So for anyone who doesn't know, I'm a Fabric Godmother ambassador.
Oh, bore off.
Honestly, I just about cried when I had the message in my inbox. But so they have just released a new drop of fabric on the 1st of this month, which is now July. You're listening to this in 3 days' time.
Oh my god, I have to edit this in 3 days.
Just smash it, you're fine.
Thank you.
I think we've done quite a good job at cutting out our rambling so far, so you're all right.
Thank you so much. That would have made my life a lot harder if we were like rambling for ages and ages.
Yeah, we've been very efficient today.
Whoop, whoop.
So I'd like to talk about two fabrics that I really love from this drop. Now, I have literally just today posted my latest make in this fabric, which is Spring Blooms fabric, and it's so cute. It's got little bugs on it.
I didn't know it had bugs on it.
Yeah.
It's white with red things.
Well, it's actually like cream, but
well, cool. It looks white.
It's got sprigs of different flowers. So there's like lavender, there's some daisies.
Cute.
It's cute. And then it's got like little ladybirds and little flies. It's so cute. That really didn't...
No, that does sound cute.
So that's a really cute one, and it's very summery appropriate. I believe...
Have you... You know, okay, I don't want to be offensive. Yeah. Right. The set you've made, is it for outside wear or inside wear?
Outside wear. But okay. It does look like pyjamas.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be like, I loved your pyjama set.
I was going for Matilda Jeff vibes.
You're just naming another person I don't know.
Oh my god. So she has this brand called Jeff Avenue.
Jeff?
Yes.
DJ.
Yes, it's Swedish.
ERF. Okay. No, I just wanted to like figure out what you were saying.
So she makes all these super cute, like, little sets in there.
Like, breezy?
Over.
Is that what that one is?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Breezy.
So, like, yeah, look. So, like, they come with, like, little matching shorts.
Oh,
so this
yeah.
This was kind of, like, the vibe I was going
okay,
for.
Okay, so she looks like she's wearing pajamas, but if she wore that outside, I wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, in the home, I'm like, it looks like you're wearing pajamas, but outside the home, I'll be like, oh, it looks like you're wearing a cute co-ord.
Yeah, so that's the plan, is it's going to be a cute co-ord to wear out the house.
I think it's because you took a photo, like, it's the first photo I've seen in your new flat, and I was like, oh my god, she's...
I know. And also, I wasn't wearing shoes, which I think added to the vibe of, like, pajamas.
Yeah, but I think if I'd seen you, like, for a coffee and you were wearing that, I wouldn't have been like, oh my god, Hazel, you forgot to put clothes on.
I made a matching scrunchie.
Scrunchie.
I heard that too.
I was so proud. Yeah, but if you wear that, actually, I think it would look like pyjamas and scrunchie.
I don't care. I'm going to wear it out of the house. You'll see me walking around West Hampy, going to Gales.
Yeah, but if you're wearing like fluffy slippers, then people will be like, God.
Gales is downstairs and I'm not visited.
What's wrong with that? Why are you making that a big deal?
Because I feel like I was so excited.
She said Gales, by the way, for those who didn't hear you, it's a bakery.
I was so excited about moving upstairs from a Gales and I'm just...
Because it's been. Overpriced.
It's so good. Have you had the cinnamon buns?
Yeah, I mean, Hazel, I feel like you can't sound any more middle class than what you do right now. So
well.
I'm gonna you were meant to talk about another fabric.
Oh yeah, and the other fabric I want to talk about by Fabric Godmother in their new drop is the Joni fabric, which I believe they did do before. It's been re-released. It's a linear floral, so basically the florals run through the fabric in a kind of stripe fabric, a stripe pattern, and the colour palette is to die for. It's very 70s. I'm really 70s.
Upset that I don't have this fabric. Like, I've seen it a couple of times now and I'm fully obsessed.
It's very sort of like, there's rust tones, there's bright pinks, there's some like it's khaki greens. Unreal. It's so nice and yeah.
Stunning.
It's gorge. Love that.
Minerva Fabrics have also dropped some exclusive, like, I guess, like, they designed these fabrics, which they're not used to doing. Like, usually they just are, like, a one-stop shop for, like, buying other people's fabrics. So it's their first collection.
Woo-hoo!
And it is viscose. I think they're all viscose. Shally. And they are super bright. I love, like, this bright pink and purple and orange.
Oh, that is nice. Flowery like a black fabric. Base.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And then I also really love their checkered rainbow viscose, which looks a bit like Elmo.
Oh, Elmo!
So I'm a Minerva brand ambassador, and I think I ordered this. I can't remember. But I really want to make either a wilder gown or like an indigo dress and just look like Elmo the elephant.
Oh my God, please do.
It's my plan.
I'm living for that. That's so good. I love that one.
Which one? Oh yeah, it's called the rippling pool viscose.
Looking at the one next to it.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
That's very you, actually. I don't think I would ever choose that. It is like a leopard print with neon green and like dark.
And it's like on a teal blue background. Yeah. It's very, very striking.
I was thinking one next to it. Anything orange, I'm going to buy. It's also like...
But that's funny because I do associate the colour orange with you, but your entire Instagram feed is pink.
Yes, that's true. Anyway, have a look. It's pretty expensive. Okay, I'm not going to lie. It's £16 a metre, but it's going to be good quality. Hopefully, yeah. I'll tell you when I receive it. And
to be honest,
just check it out.
The prints they have are really, really
and
lovely.
And they are so summery. Like,
yes.
It's unreal. Like
all of these dresses and stuff we talked about, 10 out of 10 can make it out of these. Mm. Love it. Love
totally.
It.
So the next fabric we want to discuss is basically just linen.
Yeah.
It's just the fabric of summer and...
I love linen. I recently have become very obsessed with enzyme washed linens.
Tell us about it.
It's very soft. It's so soft.
Enzyme?
Yes, they wash it with...
Enzymes?
Yep.
Where do you get it from?
I don't know. I've seen it on Save Me Sunshine. I've seen it on Fabric Godmother. I've seen it on basically all the retailers. I'm 100% sure Minerva sell it as well.
Really?
It's very common. But it comes in some really lovely colours, and it's so malleable, it's so workable, it's got such a lovely drape. So if you're looking for linen's breathability and creaseness.
Creaseness? No, what are you going to start saying? No, rumpled. Hazel, we're not going through
if
this
if you want
again.
That rumpled look, but you also want a bit more drape.
Okay, great.
Linen is the way forward.
I feel like... Every time I see a gorgeous, like, very simple dress, I ask someone what it's made out of, and, like, 9 times out of 10, that summer dress is made out of a linen.
Yeah.
But then whenever I go fabric shopping, I never buy linen, and it's like, why? I know it's going to look good, but to me, when I see it, I'm like, oh, just a plain linen. No, I want to get something vibrant, but actually,
but all I ever hear with linen, I love linen, and, you know, it's great. Is my mum, when I was younger and we were packing a suitcase, and I'd be like, oh, I want some white linen trousers for summer. And she'd be like, linen in a suitcase? Really? Love you, mum and dad.
I swear we've had that conversation before.
We have.
We've had this exact story.
On this exact podcast.
Yeah. God, we're on repeat now.
Oh, no.
No, don't say that. Okay, well, we're nearly at our cutoff anyway, so I'm going to leave you there.
Yes, we will stop chewing your ear off, and we hope this has been informative and helpful.
Yeah,
and last minute planning for holidays.
Yeah, if you've been making any of these patterns or using any of these fabrics, we'd love you to tag us in your posts.
Yes.
You've been doing it more. We're getting more tags, and we love to read it.
Oh, I love it. It's so exciting.
Exactly. So thank you so much. We will be here next time with an amazing episode all about swimwear.
Woo!
Which is super exciting. Oh, what was that? She's had one beer and she's at the walls. So thank
you. Half a beer. Embarrassing.
Thank you so much for listening. As always, please do like, subscribe.
Click the notification bell to be alerted to when we've got a new episode. And if you're feeling especially generous, we have our Ko-fi link in our bio on Instagram, and we'd really appreciate any moolah you wish to send our way.
Yes, thank you so much. Give us that money.
Love you.
Lots of love. Bye.